USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
King Charles is describing his mother's passing as a moment he's been dreading. He was overheard saying that while welcoming new British Prime Minister Liz Truss to Buckingham Palace. He added many others were dreading the time where Queen Elizabeth would pass away. Former Prime Ministers Boris Johnson and Theresa May both addressed their fellow lawmakers at the House of Parliament, remembering the late monarch who was on the throne for 70 years. While in Columbus, Ohio, President Biden confirms he's heading overseas to attend Queen Elizabeth's funeral.
Yes. I don't know what the details are yet, but I'll be on it.
Biden adding he hasn't spoken to King Charles. A new study finds a link between artificial sweeteners and heart disease. Published in the medical journal, BMJ researchers issuing a warning to people who consume large amounts of sucralose. It's found in Splenda along with other products including ice cream, canned fruits, and flavored yogurts. It can increase the risk of coronary heart disease. According to NBC News, several studies have shown that artificial sweeteners are also linked to other health issues like organ failure, diabetes, and an increased risk of cancer. Tennessee's governor is touting additional law enforcement for Memphis as the city reels from two high-profile crimes.
The people of Memphis have seen the face of evil, and these, along with other members of law enforcement, have met that evil head-on.
Republican Bill Lee visiting the city and saying that crimes that include a deadly shooting spree on Wednesday prove why law enforcement is so important. He noted a commitment to bring on 100 highway patrol troopers and 20 will be put in Memphis. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt. This is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
As Russia's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine continues, countries are continuing to take action. From the USA Radio News Los Angeles News Bureau, Ellie Andrews has the details.
Four European countries that border Russia will take regional steps this month to limit people from Russia from entering Europe's visa-free zone by land because they, quote, are increasingly concerned about the substantial and growing influx of Russian citizens, end quote. Such measures should take effect in each of the four countries by September 19th.
As the Department of Justice continues to investigate former President Trump, Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley talks about whistleblowers in the Biden administration. An inspector general report says the DHS mishandled the vetting process of Afghan evacuees.
We've had whistleblowers come forward and say the Biden administration lied about the Afghan refugees, that we actually have hundreds of potential terrorists in this country because they didn't vet the Afghan refugees. They brought them into the country and just released them. We've had whistleblowers come forward about how DHS lied about the disinformation board.
Wall Street is snapping a three-week losing streak, all three major averages gaining at least 1% despite fears of aggressive rate hikes by the Fed Reserve. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.